Stories of Builders on Stacks. So yeah, my name is Tycho, by the way.
I'm excited to announce that MultiSafe is live and available to be used.
What is up, you beautiful people? As you just heard, we have some special guests on this Week in Stacks episode, and you'll be hearing them later towards the end. Tycho and Chris popped in to give some updates on stuff they're working on, which I'm going to try and make a recurring thing, just connect with some of the builders, give them a quick little platform to give us a little update on what they're building in their own words, and getting out to the masses so we can all stay updated. So looking forward to that. We'll put that at the end. It'll be the last little section. But yeah, welcome to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover everything going on in the Stacks ecosystem. I am your humble host, Jake Blockchain. You can find me on social pretty much everywhere under that name. And yeah, this is a This Week in Stacks episode where we cover everything that happened in the past 7 days or so that's noteworthy. And I got six or seven things on my list today, so we'll jump right in. But first, I got to give a quick shout out to my sponsor, the Stacks Foundation, which if you're a builder and you want to do anything on Stacks, maybe secure a grant to build something quicker, port it over from a different blockchain, or you want to learn Clarity and start building yourself, there's two excellent resources to get started. So if you want to learn Clarity, one of the best places to start, and it have a tiered fashion from step one to step five, so you can find your own little pocket depending on your experience. But if you go to start.stacks.org, that's the best place to take you from, I know nothing about coding, but I'm ready to jump in. Step one, check that one out. And then all the way to step five, where you can potentially apply for a grant and secure some funding to build something that will benefit all of the people, the stackers in the ecosystem. So start.stacks.org is a great resource. If you've already been building and you want to jump in, secure some funding and build something more broadly, especially if it's open source, the best place to go is stacks.org/grants. That's where you can apply for a grant. They'll give you some feedback on what you're building. And ideally, you can secure some money and bring something to life so much faster than you would on your own. Yeah, so check those resources out. Now, without further ado, let's jump into this week's episode of This Week in Stacks. And first on the list, Clarity Camp, which is used to be called Clarity Universe, just closed its cohort three. So cohort three is currently going on. It kicked off on July 11th. Shout out to cohort two, who crushed it. They're building some cool stuff already. But this is one of the best places if you're ready to have some kind of more structured, intensive curriculum to learn the basics and get from kind of beginner to intermediate on Clarity with teachers and mentors to take you along the road. Clarity Camp is the place to be. So cohort four kicks off at the end of August. So you want to apply on the wait list now to make sure you get in. So I'll drop the link below to sign up. But yeah, that's exciting. All right, second on the list, something called Arcadeco Keepers. So you know what Arcadeco is? It's a platform for minting a stablecoin. You can do some swaps, self-repaying loans using a stacking yield. And they have a new product they're coming out with called Arcadeco Keepers. And as a non-dev, I'll give the basics from what I read on their website. But basically, this allows you to automate certain functions, and they can trigger smart contract functions. So the examples they kind of give, it says, trigger your smart contracts to execute automatically based on, and they give some examples. So they have a custom computation where you can input any logic, it should run or not based on a pass or fail, some Oracle data, any on-chain activity. So it can be like if an NFT drops below a certain price point, you can trigger something to happen, or a block number. So in 172 blocks, do this thing. And basically, you just write your Clarity smart contract, and then you add a little snippet of code, which they have on the website in the documentation. You fund your address with in the Arcadeco job registry. And the way that they execute is you You're going to pay some fee in Stacks for gas, but you're also going to pay some Deco, which is their native token inside Arca Deco. And currently, each execution costs 10 Deco. So now we have some utility coming to that token. They give some examples. I'm not sure how broad or how amazing this is. If I was a dev, I'd know it more intimately. But for sure, this is a place to watch. So if you go to keepers.arcadeco.finance, you can learn a little more about this decentralized smart contract automation that they're building. Sounds big, probably big. All right, so that's Arca Deco Keepers. Next up on the list, we have Citicoins. So Citicoins has been in a build phase hardcore right now. They're going through some big changes, but they're still building open and transparently. They're hosting a ton of town halls. And I got an email during the week that said, how do we build sustainable city protocols? And so inside of it, they gave a recap of one of their recent city town halls. And you can watch the recording where Patrick Stanley and Andre Serrano host a roundtable discussion on building sustainable protocols for cities. They talk about the lessons learned in the first year of Citicoins, the key attributes to building a sustainable protocol, why that's so important, and ideal ways to optimize the Citicoins protocol and project. So if you're interested in Citicoins, getting in the weeds about what they're building currently, this is probably one of the best places to go right now. I'll drop the link to the recording of that session down below. All right. So as far as content, besides this wonderful episode that you're listening to right now, there was two noteworthy drops that I saw. One was from Vane Vibes, the Unraveling Crypto podcast, where she had Sarah Satoshi on the podcast. So she is a Bitcoin educator, currently works at Ladies in Bitcoin, which is a nonprofit helping to empower women building in the crypto space. And yeah, so you can listen to this hour-long podcast on the Unraveling Crypto show, talking to Sarah Satoshi. And I had a new episode with my boss, technically, Kyle Ellicott, who is a partner at Stacks Ventures, also one of the co-chairs at Bitcoin Odyssey, which is a collaboration between Stacks Ventures and OKCoin. And yeah, episode 74 of the podcast, which is crazy to say, we're approaching 100. We're over that hump in some sense. But yeah, Kyle's a super interesting dude, public speaker, MC of most of the Stack stuff that you see, from Bitcoin Unleashed to Twitter Spaces and so much more. But also an investor, big time investor, been in the tech space for a long time, has a super big breadth of knowledge, and we cover a bunch of stuff. So highly recommend you check that one out, but I'm not biased at all. So, you know, just listen to what I say. All right, a couple more updates. Actually, one more before we drop into this little new dev section where we have Tycho and Chris today. But Airdrop. Airdrop Show did not release an episode this week, so they better get back on it. This is me calling you guys out in a public fashion. But it's not that they haven't been working. So they dropped something called Airdrop Tickets, and it's a pretty cool way. It's a free mint, also sponsored. So that means that you don't need to even pay the gas fee. It's sponsored by the person that's offering the collection, which is Airdrop in this scenario. But through a partnership between Airdrop and Byzantium, they have a link you can go to, airdropshow.xyz/ticket. And it's super nice looking site and fantastic way to onboard new people into crypto. So the entire premise is they're going to be token gating their Discord with these tickets. There's 1,000 available off the jump, and they remove as many barriers as possible and give you a super easy onboarding experience when you go to that link, airdropshow.xyz/ticket, to get one of these tickets for free. You don't need to buy any Stacks, do any waiting. So for your friends that are like, I don't know what the heck crypto is, what the heck's an NFT, I don't want to do any of this stuff, I don't want to get sued, whatever kind of reasons they say, this has no risk. They make it as easy as possible, and they hold your hand incredibly well along the way on the website and in the Discord. If you haven't been in there, they're pretty much the space to be if you're trying to learn crypto, be a newbie, and get your questions asked in a really like non-confrontational and just helpful way. So I like what they're doing. Website looks amazing. I mean, those dudes are branding ninjas, and they've been dropping good stuff. They're trying to attract the next half many people that wouldn't otherwise be into crypto. Maybe they can be that carrot that gets them, you know, to try it out. So shout out to them. The whole team over there is crushing it. So yeah, check that out. airdropshow.xyz/ticket. All right. So last little section, and I'm going to stop talking for a minute here because I got some guests coming on. But this was prompted by a Twitter post that Tycho put out. And he said that the tweet goes, there's a rift emerging between the perceived technical progress of building on stacks by people inside Hero, Stacks Foundation, Trust Machines, etc., and the people on the outside of these organizations, especially small teams. And I've seen small doses of this where I'll see Philip DeSchmidt from Arcadico say, you know, just got off a call with the people at blah, 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 and I'm convinced they're the next Bell Labs where so much innovation is happening. So it's like, you know, back in the day, Apple and Microsoft were going to Xerox PARC, which is the Palo Alto Research Center, and they were just doing so much groundbreaking work over there. And that's kind of how people are viewing people who are in the kind of like megaship in some sense, even though it's decentralized. The core, where there's just so much talent, is Trust Machines, Stacks, and Hero. And there might be a disconnect where there's so many other people who are so talented, but there's a information gap at some level that's not allowing people to see clearly what's going on and where the puck is going. So we can all kind of like be laser focused on those things. So that tweet prompted a lot of questions and a lot of answers and the community coming together. And one of the things I threw out was, hey, if you guys want to, you know, just give a weekly 1 or 2 minute video on the small wins that you guys have, because what I've seen is that devs are always working, and they're overcoming small technical challenges, but they don't want to announce something on Twitter until it's like product ready code. You know, it's near ready for a push. And so there's a disconnect there where you can have a long period of time of building and no one gets to see. So I was like, hey, just pop on for 2 minutes, give me some small updates of what you guys are working on, small wins you had that week, whatever you want to talk about. Let's break down some of that communication gap, and I could put it out on this platform. People will see it. So that's what we're doing here. This is the first example of it. Thank you to Tycho and Chris for coming on this week and dropping their news. And yeah, if any builders you want to pop on for a minute or two and give your update, feel free to hit me in the DMs, and love to showcase it. So anyways, that's a long-winded preamble for this first little update with Tycho and Chris. So first we'll go with Tycho from Zest Protocol.
Hey everybody. Jake asked me to do maybe a quick couple of minutes about stories of builders on Stacks. So my name is Tycho, by the way, for those who haven't spoken to yet. I'm working with two other guys, Yoson and Franz Ferdinand, on Zest Protocol, underclassified Bitcoin lending for institutional borrowers, and for you to earn a yield on your Bitcoin. We haven't showed this stuff yet publicly, but thought maybe to give some ideas maybe for other builders who are looking to do stuff more with native Bitcoin on Stacks. We kind of made this UI, and especially how you can integrate with Magic, right? That's also quite relevant. But yeah, I made this sort of bit of a UI, and you can see different pools, right? This is all like just dummy values, right? But what the current loans are, what the sort of total cash is, and APYs and so on. Now, if you'd click view, you could like add funds to a pool and so on. And there we've basically integrated like the Magic Bridge, or Magic as it's called, UI into our own application. So if you would sort of click deposit, then or like add funds, right? You would see this flow. So you kind of first authorize your Stacks address, then the second screen would be waiting for the Stacks transaction, and then you can actually add Bitcoin funds. And so you can say, well, add one BTC for one cycle, right? And then, basically asks you to send BTC to an address. I mean, currently it says nothing because we're just still integrating the wallet pop-ups. And then it's basically waiting to receive Bitcoin. And then you do a final transaction on Stacks to confirm it. And then you basically deposit Bitcoin into a liquidity pool. And then what happens behind the scenes is that it gets swapped over Magic for XBTC, and the XBTC is held into the pool. But yeah, I mean, feel free to reach out if you want to know more about how all of this stuff works and how you can sort of build with it, because we have quite a bit of experience and we'll start making more noise. So all of this will also be available once we've integrated all the wallet pop-ups very shortly. So yeah, stay tuned for an announcement on that, and then yeah, looking forward to get everyone's hands on it.
Thank you, Tycho, for that update. And then next up, last but certainly not least, we got Mr. Chris Kastig from Trust Machines as well, and working on console, but also MultiSafe. He has an update this week on MultiSafe.
I'm excited to announce that MultiSafe is live and available to be used. You can just go to app.multisafe.xyz and create a new safe. With a MultiSafe, you will be able to have numerous owners of one treasury to hold Stacks assets like NFTs and other SIP 10s like Alex or Deco, Miami Coin, all that. Creating a safe is super easy. Just set any name, any amount of owners from 1 to 20, the amount of people that you need to confirm transactions. So if you have one, it will just be one. If you have, you know, three of three, all three will have to confirm a transaction. And then deploy the smart contract to either the mainnet or testnet. If you want to just test, you could use testnet. Once your safe has been deployed on mainnet, you can just copy the safe address, copy it into load safe address, and boom, you're in your new safe. Go to owners. You can see the owners of this safe. You can add new owners if you want. You can easily deposit Stacks or NFTs. And in all cases, you'll know that you have decentralized ownership over these assets. We really believe that MultiSafe will be the core building block for decentralized ownership and DAOs building on Stacks and Bitcoin. We have a lot of really cool features coming out this year. Pretty soon we'll have Magic protocol integration so that you can send native BTC to MultiSafe. And follow us on Twitter, multisafe.xyz. We also have a blog, it's blog.multisafe.xyz, where you can learn more and request any features and let us know. Happy to give you a tour, demo, one-on-one, whatever you need. We'd really love to see more MultiSafes get built. And yeah, looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Chris, so much. Like I said, any devs, builders, you want to come on for a quick little bit and give an update on something that you're excited about, something you guys overcame, just shoot me a DM, Discord, Twitter, or you can find my email on my website and just give me a holler. So that's it for this week of This Week in Stacks. I love y'all, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about